Getting a look into weather for this week and next. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. We are getting a much-needed break from the bitter cold of last week, which is great. And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey goes into more detail on the weather across the United States and what's behind these warmer temperatures.
We're seeing this supreme battle between the mild Pacific air and the cold Arctic air playing out this week. But for a little while, the storminess across the Pacific so intense that it's actually going to cause the bitter cold to retreat, at least for a little while. And so we are getting a break in areas of the north central United States where temperatures earlier this week were well below zero, and in fact below minus 20 in parts of the Red River Valley of the north. We are seeing temperatures quickly rebound on the order of 60 to 70 degrees from earlier in the week, and we could see temperatures actually above 40 for a couple of days in the Red River Valley. And that warmth is expanding across other areas of the country east of the Rockies, and we will see a little bit of a break from the extreme cold that has been plaguing those areas, especially the Midwest and the Northeast. However, later this week, we will see another fairly sharp cold front bringing some more sub-zero temperatures. And by the time we get to Friday morning, look for sub-zero temperatures to be fairly widespread across the upper Midwest again.
And taking a look at your forecast for Christmas.
And this takes us right into and through the holidays, December 23rd through the 29th, and includes Christmas Day on the 25th. We are looking at a bit of a break continuing for most areas of the country from that bitter cold that's been plaguing the eastern half of the country. Look for above normal temperatures virtually nationwide, except across the northern tier from the Pacific Northwest right along the Canadian border into the northeastern United States. Those areas could see near or below normal temperatures. Now, in terms of precipitation from December 23rd through the 29th, on the dry side from the central and southern Great Plains into the southern Atlantic region, so that includes pretty much everything from Nebraska southward through Texas, eastward through the Carolinas, southward through Florida.
And with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.